Welcome to Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, where we celebrate the joy in just being you. I'm Natasha, your certified sex and intimacy coach and clinical sexologist. Just call me your guide to unlocking pleasure. With years of experience in helping individuals embrace pleasure beyond sex, I'm here to empower you to rediscover the beauty of pleasure in every aspect of life. So settle in, relax, and get ready to savor the wisdom and insights we're about to drop. This is your space to be present, learn, and enjoy the show. Hello, and welcome back to Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm so happy to have you here. I hope you had a wonderful holiday in November and that you spent time, intentional time with people that you love and that make you feel good, and that you immersed yourself in some much needed self-care, pleasure, rest, whatever it is that you needed. We are officially in the last month of the year. We are ending 2023. Can you believe it? This year flew by. It absolutely flew by. I remember this time last year and I was not in a good place, and I'm in a much better place. Thank you so very much. Which is kind of what we're going to talk about in this particular episode. Before we get into the topic, though, I want to thank everyone that has been listening. We are almost at 2,000 downloads. Hooray! By the time this comes out, I'm pretty sure we will have surpassed 2,000 downloads. And I am super excited about that. So thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for being on this journey with me on this project. And if you are new here, I definitely hope that you get to go back and listen to some old episodes and start implementing new behaviors and new habits as you go into 2024 as it pertains to your pleasure and living a life of true satisfaction in and out of the bedroom. Don't forget that I have extended the gracious invitation of you joining me over on Patreon for the Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman XXX podcast, which is private. And we keep it that way because it is a safe space for us to explore things a little bit more explicit, a little bit more kinkier, a place where you don't feel any shame or any guilt for wanting to explore, ask questions, and talk about things that you may not necessarily be talking with your best girlfriend about. So join us over there. The link will be in the show notes. You get a podcast episode Monday through Friday. You get a monthly treasure chest review, which is whether it's a toy or some type of something that I've come up with that I want to share with you, as well as a position of the month. So come join us over there. Okay, so I want to ask you a question. Do you ever find yourself making things a lot harder than it has to be? Have you ever just really sat and looked at a situation and was like, you know what? I did this to myself. And I can see the pattern, and I can see how I frustrate myself, get myself in situations that I am not happy with, and the outcome is always me exhausted, frustrated, depleted. If you're listening and you're like, yes, Natasha, I can see how it's me. I want to share a practice that I've taken over the last 2 years and how it's helped me align and make the best decisions possible for me going into each year. Now, normally you will hear people talking about doing vision boards of their resolutions and the things that they want to accomplish into the new year. And that's great. That is something that I used to always be really excited to do until I realized that if I did not meet my resolution and I fell off, which we all normally do pretty early in the year, it can make you feel like you failed. And no matter what you've done good throughout the year, it's just like, okay, but I had these resolutions and I didn't meet the resolutions. So does the rest of the stuff actually matter? Which, yes, it does matter. So because of that particular feeling, I decided to choose words instead of resolutions. And I did that because there's no right or wrong way to lean into a word. you can choose whatever words you want, and everything that you do will be in alignment with those words. And it just starts to make life a little bit easier. It makes it easier to find your no, because if it's like, if it doesn't follow my bucket of words, then no, that's not my focus this year. This allows life to be more enjoyable. It makes it balanced. But also for those of us that are high achievers, we are constantly getting wins. Not this huge goal, but just, does this align with the word that I picked? I got a win. And there's no win too big or too small. But I have just found for me, it has taken a lot of pressure off of what succeeding looks like for the year when it comes to my goals. Now, how is picking words different from a resolution? I feel like a resolution is so specific, right? So for instance, let's just go with, I want to lose 20 pounds. It's so specific. And if you don't lose those 20 pounds by the end of the year, you're kicking yourself, calling yourself a failure. And it doesn't matter if you lost 1 pound or if your clothes fit amazing or you've worked out consistently 3 days a week for the entire year. All you know is, I did not lose that 20 pounds. However, if you decide to choose the word, what would be a good word to go with that? If you chose the word active, okay, so my word for 2023 will be active. There's so much that could fall in that word that there's no way that you can't be successful, right? You could be active by cleaning your house. You can be active by going to a family member's event, to your kid's event, doing things with girlfriends, going for a walk, walking around Target. That's you being active. Anything can be considered active. So do you see how it has similar value? It has some, I don't want to say values. It has a similar place, but it just, the feel is so much different. There's less pressure to lose, to be active, than it is to lose 20 pounds. For me, my words for this year were easy, simple, and fun. And that's just because, like I was asking you, do you just make things harder for yourself than it has to be? That was me. And my brain just got tired last year in 2022. I kept just, it's almost like I was going out of my way to choose the most difficult process to get anything done. And my brain just couldn't sustain it. My brain couldn't sustain it. My spirit couldn't sustain it. And my emotions couldn't sustain it. So I decided I want things to be as easy as possible. I want things to be simple. Just make it simple, keep it simple. And I want to have more fun. Because last year I put so much effort into my business. I put my head down. And I just went really, really hard and I didn't have a lot of fun. I really didn't have a lot of fun. This year, I have had some very fun moments, a lot more than I did last year. And so what this allowed was for me to step away from perfection. Because if something's simple, I could go out of my way to make sure that it is the best that it could possibly be. For instance, a website. I could pick and pull apart any type of website in my business and just go crazy for hours on end about it. Or I can decide, I have these 3 pages that I know that I want on my website, 3 boxes, a picture of me, some copy, and we're going to roll in it. We're just going to roll in it and we're going to just continue to work on it as we see fit. You see how simple that makes things? Or for those of us that have kids, we want to go in there and I'm going to make sure that they have this particular routine and they're going to have all of these activities and we're going to have this schedule and just making it so intricate and difficult. Whereas we could just say, look, we want to make sure that you read 1 book. We want to make sure that we have a specific time for TV time. Whatever else goes in between, we will figure it out. As long as everyone gets up on time, they go to bed on time, they're eating sufficiently. Listen, homework's getting done. We're not going to stress. We are not going to stress ourselves out. Just not going to do it. And that has helped so much with me being able to make decisions. Now, I have found as a Libra, I struggle with making decisions. And if there's too many options, I easily get overwhelmed. However, this year, any decision that I made, if it did not align with easy, simple, or fun, I wasn't worried about it this year. It's just like, no, it doesn't align. It doesn't go in my buckets. Natasha, you don't have to worry about it. And that just, the impact that it made on my ability to have more brain space to do fun things, absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. It's helped me create boundaries and focus on the things that really matter to me. It's really easy for us to create a to-do list of all these things that we think are important. And if we don't have any type of structure and we don't have a direction that we're going, we can think that everything is important and everything deserves our undivided attention. And that's not the case. Anything for me this year, what deserved my undivided attention was fun. And the way that I was going to have more fun was by making some of the business aspects and work aspects of my life easy and simple. Easy and simple. So for instance, my to-do list, let's stick to a to-do list, okay? To keep it simple, on a Sunday, I write down 15 things that I want to get done throughout the week. Now, I keep a rolling, it's like a little book that I have. Anytime there's an idea that comes to my mind or something that I want to do or something I need to get done, I write it in that book. And that's just like a rolling list. I just keep adding to it. And as things get done, I scratch it out. However, on Sundays, from that book, I'll pick 15 things that is on my goal list to get done. And I try to do 3 of them a day. Now, if I'm able to do more, great. But I don't stress myself out about all the other things that need to get done in the list book, right? In the idea book, where every time something pops in, it goes in there. I put it in there to get it out of my head, because if I don't take it out of my head, it's just going to sit and circulate over and over. I'm going to ruminate on it, and my brain is just going to get restless. So I put it over there. I know I'll get to it eventually. Do I always get to the 15 things on my list? No. But what I do is get to the things that are of high priority. So maybe there's 3 to 5 things that are a high priority. I put those on my calendar day by day first. And if they stay on, if they're on there week to week to week, eventually I just take it off. Because I'm like, I'm not really going to do this. It's just easier. Easy. What are my words? It's easier for me to just take it off because I don't want to do it. If we're 4 weeks in and I haven't done that task and I can't give it away, I don't want to do it. And sometimes there's not even 15 things on my list. Sometimes there may be 7, 5, 8. It just depends on how I'm flowing through the list, but I don't stress myself out about it anymore. And it's just so much freedom. It's so much freedom that comes with knowing I don't have to do all of this. I have my set things. We do 3 things a day. If life starts to life, it's okay. Real simple. I'll put it on next week's list. So I know that at least 3 to 5 things are going to get done every week. And those 3 to 5 things are going to be high priority things. So imagine if you just made the decision going into 2024 to focus on the essential things that are important to you, that mean the most to you. And this has been working. I can't remember what my 2022 words were. I think they were like pleasure. Yeah, no, I can't even begin to remember. And I've slowly started picking my words for 2024. I'll share those in January because I don't have them 100% solid. But I've had really positive experiences just because it has allowed me to slide out of my perfectionism. And I know a lot of you that listen to this podcast, y'all get bit by the perfectionism bug on a regular basis. So by choosing your words for the new year, you have pretty much made a pact with yourself that everything else, while it might be important, okay, I'm not saying that nothing else is important, but in that moment, you know that I have committed myself to doing things that align with these three words. That's the commitment that I'm making to myself. That is the boundary that I am sticking with this year to myself. Can you change the word in the middle of the year? Absolutely. You can do this however you want to. For me, I found that it works better if I just stick throughout the entire year and follow it through. Imagine how much more you will be able to enjoy life if you have your three buckets. And it doesn't even have to be three buckets. I would not encourage you to do more than three, because now we're just going back into overwhelmed city, and I don't want that for you. But imagine the accomplishments you would have. Imagine the flow and the less stress and the ability to see things clearly, because this is where I'm focused. Doot, doot, doot. One, two, three. So how do you figure out what your three words are going to be? For me, I don't want to say that I just pulled those words out of nowhere, but I think reflecting on 2022 helped me create what I wanted in 2023 based off of what I achieved with my words for that year. So I kind of start maybe in the last quarter, around September, October-ish, start thinking about, okay, how do I want to go into the next year? What do I want to feel? What do I want my focus to be? And I just knew that I wanted to slow down. I wanted more space. I wanted to do less and be more. That led to Easy and Simple. And then I actually did The Wheel of Life. And I went through, and that's an option, using The Wheel of Life. And that's where I got fun from, because my fun bucket was so low because I couldn't come up with anything that I had done for the year that was fun. Like maybe one or two things, but I couldn't just sit here and say, oh yeah, I had a lot of fun. Anytime someone said, what'd you do for fun this year? I could not recall. Whereas I've had fun. I have hung out with friends. I have hung out with my family. I have done things on my own. I have had different experiences by myself. Like, I've had fun this year. I went to my first Pride in the city this year. And oh my gosh, I had so much fun. And that still brings up excitement for me. So in my mind, I have succeeded this year. And so for you finding your words, what do you want to feel? What area do you feel so stressed out in? What if you do the opposite? Or what if you focus on the opposite? Right? What if you are so stressed out and you're not sleeping and your skin is doing this thing and it's like breaking out and it's dry and your lips, like you can feel that you're not giving your body what it needs. What if you focus on rest, right? What if your word is self-care? Those will help you point in the direction of, okay, well, what can I do for self-care? What can I do for rest? And rest is more than just sleeping. I believe I did an episode on the different ways to rest, and it's not just sleeping. So just reflect. Do a self-reflection of 2023. What do you want more of going into the new year? And what would you like to decrease? And how can you make that a word that you can focus on so that you can feel aligned and accomplished next year? And this will continue to evolve, right? You can go into the new year with the same words, Like, if I really wanted to, I could go into 2023 with the same words. But what I do know, even if I don't take those words into the new year with me, I have created habit. I have spent 12 months of focusing on making my life easy, making things simple, and having fun. And it has become a habit in my life. And so it is now routine, and it's something that I will make sure to include. So it's a part of my life now, whether I use the word or not. So that's something to consider. You can continue to carry the word for however many years that you want, but know that, you know how they say it takes 21 days to make, you know, to build a habit. You have surpassed building your habit. It is now a part of your life. It's now a part of your life. And I think that that will give you so much more satisfaction than having this really specific pinned resolution that you keep trying to do year after year after year after year. And then at the end of the year, when you don't succeed or you don't do it, or life just shit and life just happens. Like, going back to the 20-pound example, things happen. What if you get sick? What if you have to take care of somebody? Then you're probably not going to make that goal because it's not a priority anymore. But you still go into the end of the year thinking, gosh, damn, I'm such a failure. I didn't make my goal. But if you go in with active, I was active. Despite life doing what it did to me, I still went outside and I walked for 10 minutes. Or I still, you know, swam this year because we went to the beach or we went to the pool. Or, like, there are so many ways to be active. Okay. So I encourage you to look at things a little different going into 2024. Really sit and reflect with how do resolutions work for you. And if resolutions are great for you, by all means, stick to it. Don't listen to me. Okay. Keep doing what's working. But if you're like, okay, I need something different, I need something that's going to help me get the small wins, regular wins, and to help me get aligned in my life, to figure out what I value in this present moment, what I desire in this present moment, or you're just wanting to experiment, you want to compare and say, okay, I've been doing resolutions for this long, let me try using the words and compare and see how I feel at the end of the year when I'm doing my reflection, then try this method. I would really love to hear if you've decided that you want to do it or what your three words are. So I am going to leave a question. If you are on Spotify, that's usually where the questions show up. But if not, definitely head over to my email, hello@chantelandco.com, and just email me and let me know what your three words are so that I can cheer you on, so that I can check in. I'm so big on accountability, so that I can check in. The email will definitely be in the show notes. I'm excited. I'm going to come in January and let you know what my words are for the year. I hope you have an amazing rest of your holiday, no matter what you celebrate. An amazing new year. And I hope, despite what's going on in the world and the things that could have happened that weren't so great that you weren't expecting, that you still found amazing moments in this year and that you are looking forward to amazing moments in the next year. And I am looking forward to continuing to co-create with you on this journey of pleasure. I thank you so much for being a part of this amazing community so very much. Again, come check us out over at Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, XXX, where we get a little bit more explicit if that's down your alley and that's the direction that you're ready to go in. And until next time, remember to prioritize your pleasure because you are so very deserving. Have a great new year. Bye. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. and I hope today's conversation has inspired you to embrace pleasure in all aspects of your life. Remember, your voice matters in this journey. Share your thoughts and experiences by leaving a review and stay connected with our community by joining our email list. The link is in the show notes. Together, we're redefining what it means to savor life and celebrate the joy in just being you. Until next time, keep prioritizing your pleasure because you are deserving. Take care and stay tuned for more empowering discussions. Bye.